The 13th Note's a basement cafe bar on the corner of King Street. It's one of a new breed of Glasgow live music venues, combining indie rock and dance music with a diet of vegan food. Okay, it might sound like a contradiction in terms, but it seems to please a lot of people, and it's producing a distinctly different Glasgow style. In the last 10 years, the 13th Note has established itself as a place to enjoy live music, and in the bar, a very well-stocked jukebox, according to the Skinny magazine, quite possibly the best jukebox ever. Serving a diverse and alternative musical menu, from punk to electronica, from anti-folk to hardcore, 13th Note's an upstairs cafe by day and a downstairs live music venue almost every night of the week. It offers a chance to sample loud, pulsating music in a cellar. And this basement doesn't pretend to be anything grander. The no-frills, low-ceiling space hosts gigs for local and some not-so-local bands. This was also the setting for the Alex Kapranos 99p Nights, where the Franz Ferdinand frontman used to book bands for the venue. These days it's Brendan O'Hare, former Mogwai and Teenage Fan Club drummer, who runs the band side of things at the 13th Note. But it's not all music. The 13th Note's also a place where you'll get the occasional poetry, stand-up comedy, and even film. But the music's always there. According to online reviews, it's the place to discover those underground punk indie metal bands that you've never heard of. And as lovely an indie dive as Glasgow has to offer. The 13th Note originally started life in Glassford Street, in a venue now home to Bacchus. And at one point there were two 13th Notes, the venue and the cafe bar. This is the cafe bar, while in Clyde Street you had the venue, which later became the Barfly, sadly no longer open.